Okay, today's daf is Vachem, daf Kuf Yud Gimel. And we continue in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, beginning of the 14th parak here in Zvachim. And we just had the six stages of history related to the Isser of Bamos. Before the Mishkan, after the Mishkan, what about during Gilgal, what about during Shiloh, what about during Novan Givon, and what about once again to Yerushalayim. So we're up to Kol HaKachim, but just one Ha'ara that I wanted to mention, and that is two Ha'aras actually. One of them is that the Rambam notes in the Pirush Mishnayos that there are different Lashonos used when it says that Kachin Kalim could be eaten. Let's say in number 5, in Novan Givon, it says Bamos for Mutter, Kachin Kachin could be eaten within the Kalim, and Kachin Kalim Bechol Are Yisrael. Stage 3 of history, it was also Kachin Kalim, but it was Bechol Makom. Why is it Bechol Are Yisrael in the later stage, and B'chol Makom in the earlier stage? So the Rambam says, because once it was conquered, and it was Kibush V'chiluk, now it's Ari Yisrael. It might not have had the status of Ari Yisrael beforehand. So now it had the status, and that's why it's called Ari Yisrael. Number one. Number two is a interesting discussion in the Briska Rav, in the Griz. This is the Griz on the Torah. In Parshas Re'eh, where the Griz asked the question that has to be asked when you learn the sugya, but until he asks it, we don't always focus on the iyun. But he asks it like, yeah, that's a good question. Obviously, he doesn't need our haskama. It's the Briska Rav. So the question is the halacha of b'chol haro'eh, which obviously in Yonah Dioma, as we get into Purim as well, what is that? How are we supposed to understand that? That you're allowed to eat karbanos as long as you could see Shiloh. What does that mean? Im yisod ha-din bazehu, the kol ha-makom hazehu bechlal machne Yisrael, l'chol davar, do we say that there's an expanded definition of machne Yisrael in this regard? Usually machne Yisrael is within certain walls, within a certain perimeter, but for Mishkan, for Shiloh, it's bechal haroe, that is called machne Yisrael, umishum zehu dene echal and sham kachim kalam u'maisa sheni, and that's why you could eat kachim kalam u'maisa sheni there. Or no, to din b'fei atzmo b'achilas kachim kalam u'maisa sheni, da'af b'makom she'eno bechal machne Yisrael. Remember, the Torah does not say Machne Yisrael. Where does the Torah say after Yikashem Kalam? Lifnei Hashem. We've pointed out from our Soloveitchik in the past. The phrase Lifnei Hashem is used to mean three different things in the Torah. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means Heichal. Sometimes it means Heichal. Sometimes it means Azara. Sometimes it means all of Harabayis. So it can mean different things. So to say Lifnei Hashem, to say Lifnei Hashem has it a little expanded definition here, is not so difficult. But that's the question of Lumdus. When we say Bechal Haroeh, does that mean that it has the status of Machne Yisrael or not? So he assumes from a number of rayas that it does not have the status of a machne, but it's just the heter of you're allowed to eat it outside. So there's a couple of rayas. He says, number one, it says that you have the halacha of Bechal Haroeh by Novan Gilgal. Novan Gilgal, that didn't have any machnas, right? Bamos were mutaros. So lechora, if you see b'chol haroeh there, there are no machnos. Or again, in Yonah Dioma, Mishnah Megillah Daf Tes, where the Ein Bein Gemaras says the Gemara, says the Mishnah there, Ein Bein Shiloh LYerushalayim. What does the Mishnah say there on Daf Tes? Shiloh, what's the difference? Ella shebeshiloh Oakland kachem kalam u'maaseh sheni b'chol haroeh. In Shiloh, you can eat kachem kalam maaseh sheni within b'chol haroeh. U'b'Yerushalayim lifnim min achoma. Thank you. In Yerushalayim, within the choma. What do you mean? Said the Briska Rav. If B'chol HaRoa has the status of within the Choma, then that's not a difference between them. If it has that halachic status, it must be that it does not have that status, and that's why it's a difference. Because it would be the same thing, just different realities, but the same halacha, that wouldn't be an Ein Bein. The fact that it's quoted in that Mishnah, he seems to say, Im Kein HaNimsa D'Shneim Shavin B'dinan, if it had the status of Machne Yisrael, Elavadai, the Din B'chal HaRoa, he did B'fnei Atzmo, Av She'ino Nechsha Machne Yisrael. And he quotes other rites as well. That is the Briska Rav getting us started today in our understanding of B'chal HaRoa. Okay, let's continue now with the last stage of the Mishnah, or the next stage of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaKadshim, about 12 lines up from the bottom. Kol HaKadshim, Shehik Dishon, Bishas Isser HaBamos, Vikri Bishas Isser HaBamos. I'm going to go through every case. If you're Makdish, an animal, at the time when there's an Isser Bamos, and you're Makrivit at the time when there's an Isser Bamos, meaning that's a regular case of chutz. Mi bachutz hare elu ba'aseh velo saseh v'chayavin lav karis. This is just a lead into the next ones. But there's an aseh. The aseh is, Rashi quotes, v'hevi l'ashem. You have to bring the karbanis all to Hashem. The lo saseh is pentale olosecha. Maybe you might bring your olos somewhere else. And number three, your chayav karis. Like we have in Achreimos, the psukkim that we quoted at the beginning of the parak, your chayiv karis in all these cases. That's bama. Hikdishan b'shas heter habamos v'hikrivan b'shas iser habamos bachutz. What if you're makdish it at a time when you could have brought it on the bama, and then all of a sudden you didn't get around to bringing it until the mishkan, until Shiloh was built, right? Until the Beis Hamikdash was built. So what happens then? You amakdish it properly, and then you amakriv it b'shas iser habamos bachutz. Hare'elu ba'aseh v'lo sa'aseh v'in chayav l'lav karis. You violate the aseh and the lo sa'aseh, because now l'maisa, when you bring it, you should have brought it to the bama gedola, you should have brought it to the mishkan, but you don't get karis. That was a limud we had earlier in this parak, on the first blot. And finally, the third case, hikdishan b'shas iser habamos v'hikriv b'shas heter habamos. What if you amakdish it when there was Shiloh, and then the Aron was taken, and now all of a sudden there's a heter bamas, and you're makrivit bachutz when there's a heter bamas. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Hari elu ba'aseh. You're still doing something wrong. What are you doing wrong? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to bring it. You're still supposed to bring it to the Mishkan. You're allowed to be makriv outside. If you would be makriv something now, you wouldn't be a problem. No, but there seems to be still some vestige of connection to the Mishkan, because when you were makdish this animal, you should have brought it to the Mishkan, even though the Maisa now there is no Mishkan and you have a heter outside. Still, you're going to violate the assay. Even though the ain ban lo say, even though there's no lo say, what assay are you violating? So Rashi said the assay that we've been talking about, the heavy yom Hashem. That's what Rashi says. The Sfasemis again assumes that's only if you're makrivit outside, but the Rashash assumes it's a different assay. How can you say you violate the Isra about yom Hashem if there's no Hashem anymore? There's no mitzvah anymore to do that if you're makdish a carbon today. So why would you assume that you're violating that assay? So the Rashash says, he thinks it's a different one. It says, kashali, dim takev kishahiktif. What happens if the second after the you were makdish at Chorvo, Shiloh was nechrav? It's not your fault. It's not your fault. So what are you supposed to do? My havali lemevad. V'od kivan tahasei kfar avar. And if you want to say, he already violated the assay, so what's added by being makrivit bachutz? So you didn't bring Hashem in time, whether it was your fault or not. But now, what more are you doing? He says, imkein l'chachila yakav b'bama ktana, u'kalashan ha-mishnah. So what's the problem? So he says, l'anias daiti, he thinks, the ha-aseyu, it's a different assay we're talking about. The assay is, kivon dehiklesh b'shas iser, havi kemosha piresh lehedya al-menashe yakriven b'mishkan. If you were makdashit b'shas iser, that's basically it's as if you're making a t'nai, that you have to bring this to the mishkan. That's your t'nai, because l'maisa, it's also you to bring it anywhere else when you're makdashit. So it's as if you made that t'nai. And ho'ol, now that the efshar, bibama, so the essay is, mosei svasecha tishma v'yasisa, kasher nadarta. Meaning you're not fulfilling your neder. You made a neder to do something and you're not doing it. It's not the general mitzvah, of bringing the carbon to Hashem. Because that you can't do anymore. And even if you want to say you violated, you already violated when there was no more Mishkan. There's no more chance. You lost the opportunity. No, said the Rashash, because when you were makdashit, b'shas iser, it must be that's like a t'nai that you would bring it to the Mishkan. And therefore, if you don't do that, that's a violation of not fulfilling your promises. Mosei svasecha tishmar v'yasisa. Okay, so we have Rashi and we have the Rashash in understanding what is the essay of the Mishkan. Vayter, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, the Elu Kachim Kraven B'Mishkan. The following Kachim are Karav in the Mishkan, Kachim Shehuktashul Mishkan, Kachim that were Mukdash in the Mishkan, to the Mishkan, Karbanis Sibur Kraven b'mishkan, and all carbonous sebor are hukrav in the mishkan. But carbonous hayachid b'bama, carbonous yachid could be hukrav on a bama. Carbonous hayachid shuktashul mishkan, carbonous yachid that were hukdash for the mishkan specifically. Yakriv b'mishkan, you have to bring to the mishkan. Right? If you were makdash for that purpose, even though maybe this is a little remez to the Rashash, because this is where it's mafurish. It's mafurish, so the Rashash might say the previous line was where there was an implicit t'nai, and this line there is an explicit t'nai. Yakriv b'mishkan, v'hikriv b'bama pater. But if you're makriv b'bama, you're pater because it is at a time of heter bamos. Uma finishes the line. Uma bein bamas yachid l'bamas sibur. What's the difference between avoda on a bamas yachid and avoda on a bamas sibur? A bamas sibur, Rashi says, nov v'givon. Right, and Novin Givon, whether it was the Bamas Sibur, but there was Heterim to have Bamas Yachid at those times. What's the difference in terms of rules of Avoda? Gilgal Novin Givon, meaning at stages 3 and stages 5 in the history of the Halacha, 3 and 5. So, says the Gemara, Smicha, Vishchita Safon, those two are only needed by a Bamas Sibur, leaning on the animal and Safon, the concept of Safon, right? There's no Safon if you have a bum in your backyard. What kind of Safon is there going to be? But Bama Gedola, there's an idea of Safon, even though it's not in the base of Mikdash, even though you don't have a Mishkan, you don't have a real Mishkan. There's no Aron there, like we saw from the Meiri yesterday. Still there's a concept of Safon. Remember, we discussed it, we'll discuss it again, hopefully in Parsha Shir next week, in terms of what does Safon symbolize. There was a Meshach Chachma that we did way back at the beginning of Ezel Makoman. So hopefully we'll get back to that again. V'shchita Safon, umatan saviv, the concept of sprinkling the blood around the sides. Chatas on all four, shlamim, and ola, and asham, shtayim, shehin arba, right, sprinkling them around. Utnufa, and waving whatever has to be waved, the hagasha. Hagasha is a carbon mincha. Doing all of those avodos apply to a Bama's tzibur, but not to a Bama's yachin. The Mikdash David has a suffix. He doesn't have an answer. He says, we see here that you don't have the regular Zrika rules. You don't need Matan Dalid. Do you need Shvicha? Is there a halach of Shvicha Shirayim by Bama's yachin? That he's not sure about. Od Yeshlach Kar, Simen Chaf, Bibama Katana, the Lekan Matan Saviv, Iika Din Shvicha Shirayim. Right, the din is, the lumdis, is Shvicha Shirayim a function of a regular Din Zrika? If you don't have a regular din zrika, do you say that Shvicha Shirayim falls away also, or no? It stands on its own. The Shvicha Shirayim be'inan, and do you say maybe the Bama doesn't have a yesod, so then maybe that's why the reason you don't do it. He says, I don't think it's a raya, because also Ola requires a yesod, and you do Ola on a Bama's yachid. Either way, Tzarech Ian Bazei doesn't answer it, he just brings up that question. Whether Shvicha Shirayim is done on a Bama's yachid? The Hari Bana Beis HaMikdash will ask the question. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein mincha bebama. No, forget tnufa, forget hagasha. There's no mincha on Obama, so therefore there's no issue of doing hagasha there. V'kihun u'bigdei shares. Kihun is kahuna. On Obama, you could have a czar. You don't need a kohen doing the avoda on Obama, right? Even a czar. U'bigdei shares. Bigdei kahuna are required on a Bamas Sibur, but they're not required on a Bamas Yachid. You don't need Bigdei Shares. So you have these two phrases, two words in the Mishnah, Kihun and Bigdei Shares. Let's remember back for a moment to what we discussed regarding Bigdei Kahuna. We said Bigdei Kahuna, we discussed it a number of times. First on Daf Yud Zayin, where it came up, is Bansha Bigdeim Aleim Kunasam Aleim. But after that, we discussed it a number of times. We had two Shiurim on it. So, the big chakira was, is Bigdei Kahuna did in the Kohen or did in the Avoda? Does Bigdei Kahuna make a Kohen, like the Lashon on Daf Yud Zayin, take that literally? Bizman she Bigdeim Aleim Kuhunasam Aleim? Ain't Bigdeim Aleim, ain't Kuhunasam Aleim? Like Rabbeinu Tam answered his Talmud, when his Talmud said, how could a Kohen service a person Bizman Azeh, ay, Mishtamish Bikuhuna Loke? So he says, nope, Bizman she Bigdeim Aleim Kuhunasam Aleim. Versus what the Ramban writes, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, but Feirish, how could the Rambam count Bigdei Kahuna as a separate mitzvah? I think it's just a din in the Avoda. You have to do the Avoda. So that was a Chakira that we discussed, many Nafkaminas too. But now we get to, is there a Raya from the words that we just read? The Mishnah says that by Obama you don't need a Kohen and you don't need Bigdei Kahuna. Says of Yosef Engel, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about Bigdei Kahuna in a few places. He talks about it in Asmid Daraisa, which I did not bring, but there were two other Rabbi Yosef Engels today. He talks about it in the Beis HaOtzar, Beis HaOtzar, Chelek Beis, page 43. If you want to look it up, Asmid Daraisa, Klal Yotes, he quotes himself. He says, I think there's a Raya. Why? Because what does this Mishnah say? A Zar could do it, and you could do it without Pagadim. If you say Bigdei Kahuna is a din in the Kohen, so right when you say the word Zar, you already know you don't have to wear Bigdei Kahuna. Because a czar could do it. And Bigdei Kahuna make you into a czar if you don't wear Bigdei Kahuna. You say a czar is kosher. So if Bigdei Kahuna were just a din in the Kohen, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, you should just say the word czar or kihun. The fact that it continues and says Bigdei Shares, it must be that it's a din in the Avoda. So therefore, even after we know that a zar is allowed to do it, but maybe the status of bama is still called an avoda. So you might think you still need the big day kahuna because it's avoda. That's why the Mishnah has to come along and say, no, even though it's avoda, you still don't need it, or it's telling me that it's not an avoda. Either way, the chiddush of that next word in the Mishnah is that it is a din in the avoda. That is what the suggestion is by Rabbi Yosef Eigel at first, yeah?
Early in the Mishnah, we also had
Lomishim Zarus. Early in the Mishnah, we had Lomishim Zarus. Right, we also had a couple of phrases in the middle. That was talking about if you do a Bachutz.
Right.
If a Zar does the Avodah, right, also talks about it both there. Okay. Maybe you can make the Medik there too. It says Zarus is not a problem and Mechusar Begadim is not a problem. Okay.
Could be a combination of the two. That a Kohen doing the Avodah always has to wear a Big Kahuna, but a Zar doing the Avodah doesn't.
Okay, there you might say it's a real czar. Okay, I'm not sure. Either way, he makes the diak from the second half. And then he says, actually, maybe I'm not sure. What do you mean I'm not sure? So let's look to his other sefer for a minute. Two Rabbi Yosef Engels here, and then we'll continue. He says in Gvura Shmonim, we're familiar with Gvura Shmonim. We know this from Daf Mem Zayin. Gvura Shmonim is the whole sefer written with 80 answers. Remember the sefer? He asked the kasha. According to the opinion that says that the Bailam can be mefagel, their own carbon, so how do you ever have an Isha Sota that gets killed? She'll always be mefagel the carbon in her mind, or in her words, whatever the case may be, and then the carbon won't work, and then the Mesota won't work. That was the bomb kasha that we discussed. If according to the Mandara, Bailam mefagel will have. So there, again, he gives 80 answers, and the Talmidim said he had even more answers. He just wanted to have a sefer called Gvura Shmonim. But there, in answer number six, he talks about our issue. He quotes the question, when we say a czar is able to do the avoda on a bama, so pashas, that means you don't need kihun. Like it says here, kihun. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I don't think so. I think what it means is that anybody who does the avoda has kohen status. It's that you don't need kahuna, but that even a czar has, when it says kihun, you don't literally need kihun. But everyone who does it has kihun status. You know where you know that from? Because after all, what is the language of the Medrash? The Medrash says, Mitchila hayu ko Yisrael ru'uyin l'kahuna. Originally, before the Maisa ha'egel, all Yisrael were ra'uy for kahuna. V'kivan shenivchar aharon, nitzla ha'kahuna mehem, v'nitzna la'aron lazaro. The kahuna was taken from them and given to Aaron. But what do you see from there? That theoretically, there's a concept of kahuna that can apply to outside Aaron Ubanav. Hare, dohay inya kahuna bemez gam Yisraelim, v'rak mishinif ha'aron was taken away. But by Obama, hare lo nitzla ha'kahuna, the kahuna was never taken away by Obama. It's never taken away me, Yisrael me'olam. V'zeu inyin hekshar zar bebama. Lo mipa'ash ain't zar kohen bebama. Rak mipa'ash bebama gam azar chashiv kohen. But a zar is also called a kohen there. So there, that's how we should understand this halacha of a zar being able to do an avoda. And if that's true, two issues. Number one, my raya is knocked out because by Big Day Kahuna. Because zar is not the regular concept of zar. Zar there is a kohen. So even if you want to say Big Day Kahuna usually is a din in the Kohen, but you don't need a regular Kohen. So therefore, there's no raya that it's a din in the Avoda. It might be a din in the Kohen also, number one. Number two is a big discussion in the Achronim. Could a woman do the Avoda? On a bama? In Isha? That's also, a czar could do it. Is an Isha a czar? The Menachas Chinuch says an Isha is just like a czar. Right, Isha is like a czar. And therefore, the Rambam says, you know what a Kohen is? A male. The definition of a Kohen is a male non-Balmum Kohen. So therefore, Yisraelim are excluded, and women. Even Asha's Kohen is excluded. A Kohenis is excluded. She's considered a czar. So he says, what about a woman? So if you say that what you would have thought, that anybody could do it, even a czar, then you might have included women. But once you say no, it's just that here, even a czar is called a Kohen. So you could say that a woman, you never find them doing being able to do any avoda. They're never called a Kohen, and therefore they would be excluded. And that's why he says, a woman being mefagel a karbon, you never find that a woman could be shaykh to any avoda. Therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Even if Bailam could be mefagel, and Isha Sota bringing her karbon would never be able to be mefagel. That is one issue, whether a woman would be able to do the avoda on the bama. There was another nafgamina that he quoted. Okay, I'm not going to do it right now. Could the Kohen wear the Big Day Kahuna? Ah, That's a question. Bidikunefshan is in them. I would need Asi Dochalosa say. So I'm not sure. Is it a kiyum of avoda? That relates to the second question. Once you say big day shari, so does that mean, is it an avoda or not? So that's, I'm not sure. I'm not sure can if he wants to. Probably not. It's probably only where there's a chiyuv. Like the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Hilchas Kilayim and in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, I think. That the ko, only b'shas avoda. So there's a lot of where, probably b'shas chiyuv. Kiyum avoda? I'm not sure. Do we say asidok? We discussed that in the mitzvah in the Dafi'in Shir last week. Do you say asidok alos asay, where the asay that you're doing is a voluntary asay? Right, that was a suffix in the Rabbi Chanan at the end of Maseches Kiddushin. So maybe it relates to that issue. Okay, again, we're still on the second line. The key in a big day shareis, the kli shareis. You don't need kli shareis when it comes to avoda done. Avoda in quotes. Avoda done on a bama. The reach nichalach. There's no din of reach nichalach. The special smell that goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we learned earlier on Daf Mem Vav. Rashi quotes that you're not allowed to roast the carbon and then put it up on the mizbeach. You got to roast it on top. Umechitza ladamim. There's no special din of above or below chuta sikra on a bama. Verichas yadayim veraglayim. And don't worry about washing your hands and your feet. All those things do not apply. Aval, hazman, v'hanoser, v'hatameh, shavan b'zeh v'zeh. Those three psulim, zman, which means pigol, shchutz l'zmano, and nosar and tameh, all of those psulim apply equally on a bama and on a bama gedola and on a mizbeach. Fine. So now let's get back to the first halach in the Mishnah. First halach in the Mishnah said, if you remember, our parak is called paras chatas, if you burn a para aduma outside of the spot that the para aduma is supposed to be burned in, outside of that spot east of the Beis HaMikdash on Harazesim. So, my chutz migita. What does that literally mean? Out of its gut. So, Amarish Lakish, chutz mi makam habatikla. Outside of the spot that is checked. What do you mean checked? Rashi says, checks for any corpse tumma. They check underneath to make sure all the way down there's no corpse tumma, because Parah Aduma has got to be extra special tahar. So, therefore, outside of that spot, outside the makam habatikla, that's the shita of Rish Lakish. The Brisker Rav says it's interesting that this is called a din of a makom. Din of a makom by the Parah Aduma. You would have thought there's no specific makom. Even if you have to do it Pesach Harabayas, but still, does it have the status of makom? So it sounds like in this Gemara that it does. So Rish Lakish says outside of the spot that was checked from corpse tumma. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Follow Kol Eretz Yisrael Baduki. What are you talking about? Says Rabbi Yochanan. The whole Eretz Yisrael is Baduk. Unless you know otherwise, it's Tor. So there's no specific spot that's checked. The whole Eretz Yisrael is checked. So Elam Rabbi Yochanan, a different shot. What does it mean? Chutz migita kigon sheshachta lifnim min chomas Yerushalayim. You shechted it within the walls. That's supposed to be outside the walls. It's supposed to be all the way out. So you shechted within the walls of Yerushalayim. So that's chutz migita, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah that you're not chayiv there for doing it away from the spot that you're supposed to do it. Says the Gemara 1 minute. If a look makagon sheshachta chutz lachoma shloket agad pesach. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say, oh, it's within the wall? Say, even if it's outside the wall, meaning a little closer to where it's supposed to be. Outside the wall, but just not keneged HaPesach. Are you supposed to do it exactly? You build that ramp, or we're going to see in a few minutes, Bezrat Hashem, you build the ramp and it's shechted keneged HaPesach. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, even if you shechted outside the wall, shechted keneged HaPesach? The Amr of Adabar Ava, Shachta Shlokan Agada Pesach Psula, because you know that's also possible. Shanemar, Vishachat Vihizah. You shecht it and you are Mazah. You do the sprinkling. Mahaza also Kanegada Pesach, just like the Hazah has to be Kanegada Pesach. Av Shchita also Kanegada Pesach. So do the Shchita has to be Kanegada Pesach. So therefore, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that case? Outside the walls. Vachite Madalo Makish. And if you want to say, he doesn't hold of this Hekish, he doesn't hold of the hekish of shchita and hazaya, but he does. For Inmar, we learned, skip the parentheses, sarfa shalok keneged pesach. If you burn it, not keneged the pesach. Rabbi Yochanan amar psula, Ravoshi amar kshera. Rabbi Yochanan amar psula, why? Visara fehiza. You see, he holds of the hekish. You have to burn it and do hazaya keneged the pesach. Ravoshi amar kshera. I lost the place. Al pirsha yisrof. Pashas, that means even on its dung you burn it, but we darshan the word pirsha to mean makom shaporeshes lemisa, in the spot that the animal dies, shum tehei srefasa. That's where you burn it. Meaning what? Rav Oshia says that sometimes after you kill an animal, the animal convulses. The animal does pirkus, like an earthworm that we learned. Right? There's no life there, but so wherever, even if it dies a little bit away, you shechted a keneged HaPesach, it dies a few feet away, So that's also a good place. It's also a good place to burn it. So Rav Boshia does not think it's possible. But what do you see from Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan holds that there's a hekesh and therefore it's possible shlo gonna get a Pesach. So why does Rav Yochanan have to explain our Mishnah? As meaning, what does chutz migita mean? It means within the walls. Why doesn't he say it means with outside the walls, but just not gonna get a Pesach? Why doesn't he answer that? So the Gemara says, Amri lo mi boy ka amar. No, he's saying not even. Lo mi boy chutz lachoma. Dirichu ke rachka. Not only chutz lachoma, which is for sure a problem because it's outside the walls, even though ironically it's closer to where you're supposed to do it on Har HaZeisim, but if it's outside the walls, it's still outside for chutz. El afil lifnim anachoma. Dikiruve karva lifnim anachoma. Which you might have said, is karov to the pnim, the ema tiskasher. You might say tiskasher, kamash balan, you don't say that. Kamash balan, also that. You might say, what's the kamash balan? Just the opposite direction. Kamash balan, that here is better if you do it farther out. So that's the chiddush. Even if you did it farther out, it's going to be a problem. Okay, either way, that is the halacha. There's a problem with the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Para Aduma, in Perek, Dalid halacha vav, that avalam amad be mizrach lamayra v'upanav kenegad ahechol. If the kohen is doing this avodah is facing west, afal pishal kivin kenegad ahechol bedikduk kishera. Even though you weren't so medaktik exactly that you were pesach kenegad pesach ahechol, it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan Bishlokas really shibasim like Rabbi Yochanan. So how can he say kenegad pesach is you don't have to be so medaktik? Ask the Ravid. Lo nire. I don't agree with him. He says, "Beina kivun v'riya." You need the kivun. You need to see the Knegat HaPesach. So the Mishnah says it must be the Rambam thinks some Mishnayos are only lechatchila and not b'di'eved. The lumdus, the Briska Rav says right here in his commentary in the Rambam, the lumdus is when it comes to Parah Aduma, there's two issues. There's exactly what the Ravid said, but it's two separate issues. There's kivun and riyas p'nei abayis. Kivun means direction, and riya is mamish opposite the door. The Rambam says only kivun is ma'akev, not re'iyah. That's how he interprets those mishnayos and para. Kivun is ma'akev. The kohen has to be facing the east when he does it. But a little bit off in terms of the re'iyah halacha, so that is okay according to the Rambam. Okay, that is a Briska Rav. Viter. Here we go. Amar mar. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Halo kol Eretz Yisrael beduka hi. Eretz Yisrael was beduka. But Micah Mufligi. So we promise that there's going to be still Agadatin Zvachim, so we're getting to the end, so if it doesn't come soon, it's not going to happen. So here we are. Get to some more Agadatin. Says, so what's the machlokas about between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Eretz Yisrael is beduka or not, from corpse tuma? But by Kamiflagi, it's a historical machlokas. Mar Savar, Yarad Mabel Eretz Yisrael, Omar Savar, Lo Yarad. Machlokas, did the reign of the Mabel come to Eretz Yisrael? These fields that we can look out on. Did the Mabel hit Eretz Yisrael? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says no. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael is a beduka. It's beduka. There's no corpses all over the place. Reish Lakish is, it's not beduka because the Mabel hit Eretz Yisrael too. Amar, Rachim, Bar Yitzchak, Vashem, Mikar, Decha, Darsh, they both Darsh in the same Pasuk in Yechezkel. Ben Adam. Hashem says, Ben Adam, as he always calls Yechezkel. Emor La, go say to Eretz Yisrael, At Eretz Lo Mitu Harasahi, you are a land that is not pure. Lo Gushma, Biyom Zam. There was no rain on the day of anger. So is this pasuk a statement or a rhetorical question? That's the machlokas. Reb Yochanan Savar Atzmuei Metamikra. The pasuk is this question. Eretz Yisrael Milo Metuara. Eretz Yisrael, are you not Tahar? Of course you're Tahar. At Klum Yardu Alecha Geshamim Biyomzam. Did rain fall upon you in the day of anger? But the Mabel didn't fall upon you. So you're Tahar. Reish Lakisham Savar Kepashte. No, it's a statement. Eretz Lo Metuara At. Right, you are not Tor. Milo Yardo Alech Shalim Biyom Zam didn't rain fall on you. Biyom Zam? So they darshed it differently. Machlokas being whether Eretz Yisrael is Beduka or not, whether the rain fell. Okay, a couple of questions. Ace Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish who held that Eretz Yisrael is not Beduka, asked Rabbi Yochanan. This follows. The Mishnah said, the Tosefta, it's a Mishnah. So Mishnah in Parah says, Chatzeiros ha Yerushalayim Beduka Salasela. There were certain yards in Yerushalayim that were built on rock. And there was a hollow, a cavity under the rock, just to make sure if there was any ever kever, corpse, deep, 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 deep down, it would be mufsak anyway, because you have this hollow cavity. But they kever at the home. And what they do in this area, which was totally pure, well, maybe a nashimu baros, viyodos, first they had a labor and delivery. right there, right? Women came and gave birth in that chaser. Umagavu sham b'nehem. And there were certain children, I guess I had the parents had a lot of mesiras nefesh, children, boys that never left that chatzar in their life. Up until the time that they came to do the avoda. So Magalash Abinam Lapara, they kept they raised their children there, Umevian, and what happened? Until they got as 6-7 years, until they got old enough to go get the water. Umevim Shvarim, they brought oxen, the Algaban Delasos, and they put doors on top of the oxen. Flat, vitinoklos, yoshvin alayen, and then the kids would sit on them, so then as they traveled, as they walked to get the water, for the paraduma also, tuma wouldn't be able to be a problem, because he had this, they were on an oil themselves. The kosos shall even be other, and they used stone kosos, because, so it's not makabal tuma, umal uva yashvin bin koman, and then they filled them up and they went back. But what do you see from that whole discussion of the Mishnah? That you're worried about tuma in Eretz Yisrael. So says Reish Lakish, how can you say that Eretz Yisrael Beduka? You see, you're worried. By the way, why they go so crazy in terms of keeping Tara by Parah Aduma? A lot of things need to be Tahar. So this, if you remember, is based on the Mishnah there in Parah. We had it also back in Yuma on Daf Beis, that Chazal to Lahotzi Miliban Shel Tzdukim, that Tzdukim said that a Tful Yom, somebody is Tamei for the day, is not allowed to do the Avoda. So we Dafka used a Tful Yom to do the Avoda. We were Metame and Hayasor, a Sorif Zapara. So we're Metame that going. But because we're Metame, so we want to balance it out a little bit. And we go to the other extreme to take it seriously in terms of the Tahara. Because we're Matami in my purpose, so we do everything else extra super duper Tahar. That's why we do this. But anyway, back to the question. So Reish Lakish says, you see that there's Tumah there. Amar Afuna Breder of Yeshua, no. Mala Asubapara. No, there is no Tumah. You still go on extra super duper because it's Paraduma. By Paraduma, you go overboard, even though you're not really worried. Next question. Eisver of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan now asks Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Eretz Yisrael is Baduk. Pam Echad Matsu Atzmo Atzamos Belishkas Yira Eitzim. One time they found bones. They found bones in the storage place where they kept the wood. So in the Beis HaMikdash, we had a Yerushalmi a couple of months ago that they found the skull of Arvana HaYavusi under the Makam HaMizbeach. Remember that one? That was a different one. But here there's Matzah Pamachas. They found the bones in the Lishka where the wood was. Ubik Shou Ligzar Tumah Yerushalayim. And they wanted to go be Gozer Tumah on all of Yerushalayim. Because who knows? If there's bones here, maybe there's bones everywhere. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Raglavi Amar Loboshu Klima Ilanu. Wouldn't it be such a busha for us? Shenigzar Tumah Lerov Oseidu. To say the city of our forefathers is Tumah. You can't make such a gzera. Ayei Meisei Mabul. Ayei Meisei Nevuchanetzar. Hey, where are the corpses of, right, if you think there's Tumah here, there should be a lot more corpses. All the Meisei Mabul, all the Meisei of Nevuchanetzar. That's the statement. So now the Gemara is Medayik. Mitaka Amar Hachi, Lavamemer, Delohavi. So isn't Rabbi Yoshua declaring that they're not here? They're not here. So that's right to me, says Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no Tumah. So Gemara says, one second, all the Taimeich, Haruga Nevuchanetzar, Hachanam Delohavi. So what do you mean? He said Nevuchanetzar. Where are they? Where are the Haruga Nevuchanetzar? They should be here. So even if you want to say the Mabul's not here. So how is the source comparing them? Ella, Havi, Upaninu. But what must you say? That Nebuchadnezzar took them away. Maybe he wanted to show everybody how many people he killed. So he took them away. Sachanami. Havi, Upaninu. See here too by the Mabul. They were here, but they're clean. They're not here anymore. Answers Reish Lakish. The Afnu, Ha'afni. But what do you mean? If they're not here, so Lamaisa, I'm right anyway. Right? I'm right. It's Beduka. Whether there was always Badik or they were taken away. So still Rabbi Yochanan says that I'm right. So the Gemara says no. Nehi de'ifni Yerushalayim. Because Eretz Yisrael, lo ifni. No, all of Eretz Yisrael, you can't say that about only Yerushalayim. So therefore, Reish Lakish says, even if you want to say Yerushalayim is clean, but all of Eretz Yisrael might not be clean. Period. Ika d'Amri, a different version of the previous story. Instead of Rabbi Yochanan asking, Reish Lakish asks, Eisvei, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Ayei Meisei Mabul, Ayei Meisei Nebuchadnezzar, My Lav, Midahani, Havi, Havi, Hani, Nami, Havi. Shouldn't you say, since these are here, what he's saying, what Rabbi Yochanan really is saying is that you have to be worried. Since the Meisei Nebuchadnezzar are obviously here, so to the Meisei Mabul. So where he says, no, Midi Arya, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. No, Rabbi Yochanan would say no. He's big chiluk between them. These were here and they were removed, and these were never here. You don't have to say that they're similar drashas. Fine. Eisvei Vaiters. Now we have some Gemaras that you might remember from the last parak in Sanhedrin. All the marble gemaras. Mikol asher becharava mesu. Everything that was on dry land died in the marble. Bishlamo lididi da amina yorad marble eret Yisrael. According to me, says Reish Lakish, this makes sense because I say the marble fell on eret Yisrael. Mishem hachi mesu. That's why everything on dry land, including eret Yisrael, everything had to die. So I'm right. Ela lididach amai mesu. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, why they die and how they die? It says from all dry lands. People, even if you want to say the marble didn't have an Eretz Yisrael, so why they what they die from? Mishum havla, they died from the steam. They died from the steam of the water that was outside of Eretz Yisrael. The whole environment became different. Kidder Rav Chisda, Kedamer Rav Chisda, like Rav Chisda says, Beroschin kilkalu, Beroschin idonu. Like Rav Chisda says, the water wasn't just water; it was boiling water. Beroschin kilkalu, Beroschin idonu, and therefore that boiling water created steam throughout Eretz Yisrael, even though there was no marble there, Rabbi Yochanan would say, and that caused death. And that's what they died. It says, Kol Sher B'charava Mesu. Dichsiv Hacha, as it says here, Vayashochu Hamayim, Vixiv Hasam, Hamas HaMelech Shechacha. Right in the Megillah, that it calmed down. Period. This line is a very, it's a basis for an interesting discussion, important discussion, Halacha L'Maisa. What is it, how did he get Halacha L'Maisa, this line? It said that everybody died, Beroschin Kilkalu. What Avera was that? Beroschin Kilkalu, Beroschin Yidonu. So Rashi says in Nida and Daf Yud Gimel, Shechva Zerah Levatala. That's what Beroschin Nidonu means. I thought I brought a Gemara. I did. The Gemara Nida and Daf Yud Gimel, that is the Amud in Shas, all about the Isra of Hashchasa Zerah Levatala, wasting seed. Yes, the Mishnah there talks about it, that if a man puts his hand to his aver too much, tikates, his hand should be cut off. And that's why we have all the chazals. All the different chazals that we have. So Rashi says, where does the one of the places that you get this from? It says if you're moti shekhazal batala, ki'ilu mevi mabul olam. That's another chazal. Rashi there says, Sha'averazu, Haisa biyadam, Dechsiv, Kiyishos kol barso, Viyamru, Beroschin kilkalu. When a person gets boiled up and gets hot, that's when he's mosi zerol batala. That's Beroschin. That is Rashi. Ramban right here, Machlokas Rishonim. Are women mitzuva in this Isra of Hashkasa zerol batala? That is a major machlokas Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam says the Issa Zerah Levatala is the flip side of the mitzvah Puravu. So just like women are not mitzuvah in the mitzvah Puravu, they're not mitzuvah, they're not usher. So what does it mean, Hashkasa Zerah Levatala, for a woman? So Pashas, the Rishonim don't really explain it, but Pashas, that might mean if they cause a man to be Mosi Zerah Levatala, it's not just Lifnei Iver. If their mom is involved in being Mosi Zerah Levatala of a man, so they get the Issa Daraisa of Mosi Zerah Levatala. So it says, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, no, they don't. According to Rabbeinu Tam, only men, they might get Lifnei Iver in that case. But there's no Israel, Moti Zerah Levatala, for a woman. The Ramban says, this Gemara says, that's not true. The Ramban right there quoted in the Ramban, but it's more clear even in Talmidim, the Rashba, and the Ritva, on the Seches Nida. The Ramban says, it says everybody died in the Mabul because of Roschin. It's not Machalik between the men dying for Roschin and the women dying for something else. So it sounds like it was Beroschin, says the Ramban. The Hikshal of the quotes Rabbi, the Rashba, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, there in Nida, and the Hikshal of Ramban. The Alpha Pita Enam Tsuba, Piriyav Arivya, Mikal Makom, Asuro Sein Vashchasa Zera. They are Asur. The Hakol Laku Alzeh Bimabel. And everybody got punished for this. The Afalpi She'enon Bidin Sirus, even though the Isra of castration doesn't apply to women. That's the Gemara, Shabbos Kufyud. Umutaros hein lahashas klei hazera. And there's no Issa d'Oraisa for them to destroy their klei hazera. Aval eina mutaros lahashkis hazera. But the klei hazera, ironically, as is an example, you could say of yafek koach ha-ben mi koach ha-av. Or the tafel being chomer min ikker. Put it on the Rav Yosef Engel has a whole article where he has 25 sources. So maybe examples of, maybe I don't know if this is on the list, but this belongs there. Where the zera is also to be mashkis, even though the clay zera are not also to be mashkis. That is the Ramban's lashon. And again, he quotes in the footnote, you have to know exactly what it's talking about. Lav dafka zaram huadin ina mitzuv al zera habal. What exactly does it mean, the zera of the isha? But anyway, that is the machlokas between the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam, and the basis of it is this Gemara, Beroschin Kilkalu. What's the answer for Rabbeinu Tam? He might say that. We're talking about the men. The women either caused this Avera of the men to occur, so they were also right to be destroyed, or he could say that, No, maybe they did their own averis. Right, there were a lot of chazals. Hey, this is talking about the men. Either way, that's an important halachic discussion. Vaiter, let's continue. Ika da amri. Some say, again, a different version of the same thing. Eisver, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakash. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakash. Because Shabbat Chorav HaMesu. Everything on dry land died. Bishlam aladidi da amina lo yor mabul Eretz Yisrael. According to me, that I say the mabul did not go land go to Eretz Yisrael. Mishem hachi avi chareva. That's why there was dry land. How could there be dry land if the mabul went to Eretz Yisrael? That's how there was dry land. El lididach my chareva. But according to you, what was dry land? There was no dry land. So the answer is chareva shaisi bikari. It had been dry land. Everything that had been on dry land died. Via my kari la chareva. So why they call it dry land? Kid derav. What's the emphasis? Kid rav chizda, dam rav chizda, bedora mabul, lo nigzra gzera al dagim shabayam. Famous chazal, Rashi quotes this in Noach. The fish are the only animals that weren't included in the gzera. Shnei amar, mikol shabacharava mesu, vilo dagim shabayam. Only what was on dry land died, and not the dagim shabayam. Why not? Why not the fish? So some machronim say, oh, because the fish stayed with their min. Right, all the other animals were mistabik b'she'en aminam, but the fish stayed with their min, and that's why they weren't punished. The Torah Tamimah discusses that. Others say that no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing rain. So if he's bringing rain, if the punishment was with rain, so fish live in water. So how could he have punished them? Says the Torah Tamimah, what you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have done something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have brought a rain that killed the fish, number one. And number two, it was boiling. Fish can't live in boiling water. Right, so you can't just say that. That some achronim say that. Oh, it was in water. So what do you expect? Of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu could have done whatever he wanted. That was the. But anyway, but the fires of the roschin, you could say, were not sholit on the fish. The Ben Yehoyada in Sanhedrin says that's what there's a minhag of eating fish on Shabbos. Why? Because there's no fire of Gehenim on Shabbos. The fires of Gehenim were opened up during the time of the Mabo. So that is why the minhag of eating fish, because fish were not nishlat. There was no control of those fires on the fish during the times of the Mabul. Ben Yoyada in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Chesam and Alf. Bishlam Alamandar Eloyard Mabul Eretz Yisrael. Next. According to, so this next section is not in Sanhedrin. It's only here, I think. If I remember. I don't remember. I don't think this section is there. Bishlam Alamandar Eloyard Mabul Eretz Yisrael. Hanad Dekar Reima Hasa. Far and according to the Manda Amr that says the Mabul didn't go in Eretz Yisrael. So now we know the Re'im was a huge animal. So where did it fit? During the time of the, right, you had to keep the Re'im, one of every species. So if the Mabul didn't go in Eretz Yisrael, so if they went to Eretz Yisrael, that's where it stood. Elamanda Amar Yarab if the Mabul went to Eretz Yisrael, Re'ima Hechakam, where the Re'im stay. So Amar Le'Rab Yanai, Gurya Sechnisu B'Tevis. Oh, they took baby Re'ims. They took baby Re'ims onto the Teva. So it was not a problem. By the way, Tosa says on top, but didn't everything die in Eretz Yisrael anyway because of the steam? So Tosa says on time, no, but it was such a gibor that it could handle the steam. It could even handle the steam. Okay. Says the Gemara, 1 second. You brought a baby? V'yama Rabba Bar Barchana. Rabba Barchana says, even the babies are humongous. L'didi chazili urzila derima basyoma. I saw a baby Re'im 1 day old. V'havi kahar tavor was as big as Har Tavor, which was the big mountain that wanted the Torah to be given on it. Remember, it was bigger than our Sinai. V'har Tavor kamahavi, how big is Har Tavor? Arbon Parsi, 4 parsa. Mashko de tzavar itlasa Parsi. The length of the neck of the Re'im was 3 parsos. Marbasa de resha parsa, the place where it put its head down. Parso palga was 1.5 parsas. Rama kava, sachar yardana. The 1 day old Re'im went to the bathroom, was matal galalim, and it's dammed up the yardin. Right, it closed up the yardin. It was humongous. So how can you say even a 1 day old Re'im went on the teva? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Rosha chesel teva. It only stuck its head on the teva. That's how it survived. Rashi said so it was able to breathe. It was able to breathe. I guess it was a mammal breathing. Right, it stuck its head on the teva. So it says the Gemara was there. Amar Marvasa the Resha Parsu Palka. It still doesn't work because its head is 1.5 parsos. So Ella Rosh Chotma chesel teva. Just the tip of its nose. The tip of its nose was sticking on the teva. It's fascinating. So now we have a picture of the teva in our heads, the tip of the Re'im's nose, and Og were hanging on. They were next to each other. Right, that's what's happening here. Right, just the is able to breathe. Says the Gemara, 1 second. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan lo yored mabul Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says the mabul didn't go to Eretz Yisrael anyway. So what was Rabbi Yochanan here explaining what the Re'im was doing? Rabbi Yochanan himself could have said the Re'im went to Eretz Yisrael. So where's the year? He's answering for his Talmud. He's answering for his brother-in-law. Don't worry about it. He can answer. So Gemara says, "I v'haka sagi teva." Didn't the teva flip around in the water? It was very rough waters. How could the nose stick onto the teva? It would have fallen off. Amrish Lakish, Karnav Ksharba Teva. They tied its horns on. They tied the horns on so it didn't fall off, and the nose was able to breathe. And I guess it was able to be fed also there. So you have the Ra'im on the table right next to Og. One second. But it was boiling water. Boiling water. How can the Ra'im survive in the boiling water? So the Gemara says, well, Tamech Teva Hechasagya. One second, how did the Teva survive in boiling water? Right? It had Zephes around it, it would have melted. Og Melech HaBashan Echakoy. Also Og. Where was Og? How did Og survive with the Ra'im? Elonais Nasanem Shinistanu, B'si Diat Teva. Right, but you say that right around the table, Kodesh Baruch Hu made another nace. All the water was boiling, but the Og and the Ra'im were able to stay. Right, we'll have to talk tomorrow about, there's a beautiful thought, why Og was able to come onto the Teva, but only its mouth. If Og was able to be saved, so why did he go onto the Teva? If he wasn't able to be saved, so why just his head was on the Teva? That's what we'll talk about it tomorrow, a beautiful thought. Even recorded Reish Lakish, that the Mabba went to Eretz Yisrael, but the corpses didn't stay there. Dam Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish himself says, Lama Nikra Shema Mitzula, Shekol Mesi Mabel Mitzutalu Lusham. Why is Bavel called Mitzula? Because all the corpses of the Mabba went there anyway. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lama Nikra Shema Shinar. Why is Bavel called Shinar? Shekol Mesi Mabel Nikra Shem. All the Mesim of the Mabba went there. So the Gemara says, the Yefshad Zlo Idbiku. No, it's impossible that some corpses weren't left there. Some were left in Eretz Yisrael, even though most of them went to Eretz Yisrael. So Reish Lakish still could hold that it's not, Eretz Yisrael is not baduk. It's not baduk from corpses. Two more lines. Amar Erevo, Lama Nikra Shema. So once we're talking about Shinar, how did we get into this whole thing? Remember? It was about Paras Chatas. About Para Aduma, doing it in the wrong spot. Could you do that because the whole Eretz Yisrael is baduk or not? So we said, what's the machlokas about? Whether the Mabel went into Eretz Yisrael. The godless of Torah Shabbal Peh. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Lo Minik Rishma Shinar, why is Bavel called Shinar? Shemina Eres Ashireha. It shakes the ones that are rich. Meaning, the rich people don't last. V'olka Chazina Dahavi, you see people that are rich in Bavel, Tzlas Adar Lo Mashchi. No, they don't have three. They don't have three generations. Right? You need three generations to be machzik something. Amar Rabbi Yami, finishing up, Kala Ochal Me Afar Shalom Bavel, Kilo Ochal Me Psar Avosav. If somebody eats the dirt of Bavel, it's as if he's eating the dirt of his forefathers. Basically means that there's corpses everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Tanan Tanin Amihachi, some say it's just everything was cremated basically there in Bavel and left in the dirt there, so you got to be very careful in terms of eating dirt in Bavel. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but maybe tomorrow we'll start with one thought related to Og, and we will then, Beth Hashem, continue. Okay, we'll stop here. There's another Agadata and another blind. Keep it up. Kuf Tes Zayin also has a couple more Agadatas about Maimon Har Sinai. One more, and then and that'll be it. Okay, we'll stop here.